congrats on another big win. You got yourself, you knew you were already in the championship game, but Connor, the team will have to be beaten twice. A big win yesterday against the Lions. Maybe it kind of took an inning or two to get going, but once you did, offense was there. Your pitching with Cole Davidson was outstanding, and you move on. Championship game again, a rematch with Holdridge.
Yeah, you know, we told those guys yesterday going in that, you know, we all know that Alliance is young. They're 14, 13 years old. They're a junior B's team playing up, and we just told them not to overlook them. And you know what? We overlooked them. Everybody did. And, you know, they're good. They're fundamentally strong. They hit the baseball well to where you're not. And, you know, it's just we're happy to come out of there with another win, but we got to be playing better baseball and expect a better game today.
Pitching's been outstanding, as you've talked about the last couple of the weekend games, and Cole Davidson once again, six hits, 4 2/3, then he struck out 3, just walked just one. So yeah, you gotta love his effort on the mound.
Oh yeah, for sure. And Davidson, he's a guy that'll just go in there and just pound the zone and throw outs, and that's what we wanted. And we had a couple errors there early, but you know, we got it all turned around once everyone finally settled in, and you know, Davidson pitched a really good game.
A lot of multi-hit games from a lot of guys. That's kind of the trend every game. And it's not just one or two guys. You get a lot of guys that are hitting the ball for you.
Yeah, no, and we got to keep that rolling into tonight. And if we have to play a second game tonight, hopefully we don't. But, you know, the sticks are hot, and they just need to keep that routine.
Holdridge, no big surprise, Connor, would you say, against Broken Bow. They really rolled it up 19-6 once again to advance on.
You know, and Broken Bow, we actually stayed and watched that game, and they had them down 5-1. They had them really on the ropes, but just a few little mistakes that, you know, you should have corrected. But yeah, I mean, we expected Holdridge to be in the game, the championship, with us anyway. So
pitching, you've talked about it the other day, all comes down to pitching. You feel like you've got some of your good arms left, and Holdridge had to play, you know, with the losing a game, maybe had to play an extra game in there. You feel like your pitching's going to be an advantage in this one?
Drew and I do. We have set ourselves up again really good, and we've got Coop starting on the bump tonight, so he's our two guy after Kale. Kale's unavailable. He had to throw Saturday against Broken Bow, and we burned him up, and Kale and Abe are the only ones not available, so we have four or five arms that we can rely on if we have to go, you know, two games tonight, or if we have a close one and we need some strikes or some outs, we have four or five guys that can get that job done.
Well, I'm sure you're expecting to battle. It was 9-6 the first time around. You had the big 8-run fourth inning to really get you going. I'm sure you're telling your guys, if we can jump on this team right away in the first couple of innings, that might be big for you.
Oh, for sure. And they don't, all they have is their catcher, Chance Bailey. And I know Chance. I've coached against him since, you know, they were 12. And Chance is a guy that he's just going to come and pound the zone. And all we have to do is jump on him and get him out of the game, and we're sitting really good because they don't have very much pitching left.
Great opportunity. I know, thinking about it, were you able to get some sleep last night?
You know, I actually did. I came home and I passed out about 8:30 and slept all the way through. So I was exhausted after yesterday. But, yeah, hopefully everyone got a good night's sleep, and we come dialed in ready to go today.